Good morning, everyone, to the Monday morning Jumpstart prayer call. Forgive me for having to circle back around on that one. But we are going to turn with me to Psalm 77. We're going to start in the NIV. I want you to start at verse 7, and we're going to read through 7:14, and then we're going to skip over to Jeremiah 29:11. All right, so in Psalm 77, the psalmist writes, "Will the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld his compassion?" Key verse. "Then I thought, to this I will appeal, the years when the Most High stretched out his right hand. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. Your ways, God, are holy. What God is as great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples." Then go ahead and kick on over with me, or turn over with me to Jeremiah 29, and we're gonna start at verse 11. We're gonna go to verse 13. He says, and I'm in the NIV still, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity." And I'm going to stop right there. So the first passage we read gives us a glimpse into the struggle and the ultimate decision for the psalmist to remember the great works of God and his faithfulness and his strength. When you look at this passage in the King James Version, it reads, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, I just want to read, there's a couple of lines that just really pop out in King James. It says, and this is Psalm 77, verse 10 in the King James, and it says, "And I said this in my anguish, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of old." Here's the deal. As we start this time of consecration, we must understand that some are joining from a place of strength, you know, and victories in this season. And we recognize that and we celebrate that. But while others are joining from a place of being weighed down and worrying and their trials and their burdens, there is something we cannot deny, is that 2020 and even blending into 2021 has illuminated some challenges, has brought new challenges. Whatever it is, we recognize that there have been challenges in this last season and even currently in this one. And those bringing these needs for miracles and breakthroughs and relief to the Lord, no matter which group you fall in this morning, there are two truths that I believe the Lord just wants us to highlight that I believe will be encouraging for you. And so what are the two truths out of the passages that we read? Because you're probably like, "Crystal, okay, you're just kind of running me around the Bible this morning." But out of the passages that we read in Psalm 77, and then in Jeremiah 29, there are two truths that I believe will encourage us no matter what we're bringing to the table, struggle or victory. The first is remembering. If we are going to embrace the new beginning that God has for us, and remember when we talk about the new beginning, we're talking about not waiting for God to just bring normality back to our lives, but saying, "Lord, just maybe you want to do something new in my life, that there is a new normal that you are walking me into. There is a newness level that you are bringing me into." The first truth is remembering the greatness of our God and his former works. Looking at Psalm 77, verse 10, where the psalmist says, he says, "I said all these things in my anguish." And when you get a moment, read back and look at it, because you can see the psalmist is really struggling. He's like, "God, where are you? What's going on?" But then he says, "I said this in my anguish, but I will remember." So here is the key. We have to remember. we see a determination to remember in the voice of the psalmist. And what I ask you this morning, I ask you to take a moment, just a quick moment, and recall just one of the miracles God has done in your life, just one miracle. And I know and I pray that your thoughts were just flooded with many miracles, starting with the fact that he woke you up this morning and gave you a mind to seek him, because I know that's where my heart just went. But there are so many miracles. You look at family, you look at your personal self, your health, and we could say, Lord, but I will remember. I will remember the years of your right hand. And when we talk about the right hand of God, we're highlighting and talking about his strength. God, I will remember. We must remember who we serve. The enemy's goal, remember, is to diminish the Lord in our eyes and everything associated with him, everything associated with our great God. So that we, and this is the enemy's desire, that we would deny his power and ignore his given tools. Remember the tools of his faith, the tools of our faith, the tools of prayer, the tools of the sword of the word. The enemy wants us to deny all of those things, shut them down, and not care. But we must remember, overcoming our feelings, our fears, and our failures by the word of our testimony. Remember, we overcome by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. So then the second truth this morning I just want to highlight, and then we're going to get into a moment of prayer, is that we must embrace. When we talk about these two truths at the beginning of this time of consecration, yes, first we have to remember. We have to remind ourselves. You know, I've been the last few days, I have been telling my husband, I said, you know, gosh, for whatever reason, I'm just not sleeping as well, and I feel like I'm waking up at 50%. And I was like, God, this is not going to work. Can't wake up at 50%. I have kids and responsibilities. Mama needs to be kicking on all cylinders. And when I think about us starting this consecration, in order for us to approach this consecration full, first we have to remember. We have to remind ourselves. And that builds our faith so that we are filling our faith with, God, look at what you did before. God, I remember. I thank you. God, if you did it before, you can do it again. And then the second thing we have to do is we have to embrace. Embrace what, you ask? Well, we must embrace the prophetic picture of God's desired future for us. We have to embrace it. And you might say, well, gosh, you know, we haven't had church in 25 months, and I don't even remember my prophetic word. Well, remember, the scripture is a prophetic word to all of us. And so when Jeremiah 29:11 speaks to us and says, for I know, through the Lord says through Jeremiah, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. That is a prophetic word that we have to embrace. We have to embrace, and there's so many. The scripture is full of prophetic words to us, words that speak to our future, that speak to God's love, that speaks to the truth that he has for us that we have to embrace. Remember, in Jeremiah, just in the context of that passage, Jeremiah is prophesying to a people that are in captivity. It's not like they're trolloping through the tulip and God's saying, I know the plans I have for you, they're good. No, they're in captivity. So they're like, Lord, okay, if you say so. They have to embrace that word. They have to receive it by faith. It's a confirmation that God sees them and sees us. And not only does he see us and see them, but he has great plans for us and plans for them. If we're going to stand the time, this time of testing for some, and truly maximize this period of consecration, we must see beyond our present-day circumstances and embrace the promise of our God-ordained future. With our faith fueled by the testimonies of our past, we must set our hearts, and this is our challenge, this is my challenge to you and to myself, that with the fueling of our testimonies of our past and with the focus, faith, to embrace the future God has for us, even if only by faith, we must set our hearts and our faith fully focused forward to see, hear, and obey what God has for us.
Because guess what, everybody? God wants to do what he is famous for. Remember when Jesus said, he said that greater works will he do for those who believe in Christ? That's in John 14:12. You don't have to turn to it, but I'm going to turn to it real quick because I want to end on that passage, and I wish I had kind of set it up, prepared it. So you got to give me a moment to hear the scriptures turn for a second. But in John 14:12, he says, Jesus is talking, and he says, "Verily I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these." Here's the thing. God wants to do what he is famous for through you. He wants to do it. So in this time of consecration, as we ask God to purify our lives, Lord, remove anything that would keep us from being a pure vessel for you to move in, around, and through, we ask God to do what he is famous for. Father, we believe in you. Lord, we take a moment this morning to say that we believe in you. God, we recognize that there is no other God besides you. There is no other God before you. There will be no other God after you. Lord, you are God, and we believe in you. Now, Father, we present ourselves to you this morning, Lord. We know that this is a one-week time of this particular consecration, but, Father, forever we say we present ourselves before you. And we ask, Lord, that you would purify us, purify our thoughts, purify our hearts, purify the way we think, the way we process, Lord, the way we believe. God, purify, Lord, anything, what we do, our actions, where we go, Lord. Father, purify us so that we would be vessels pure and holy, ready, God, for you to use at any given moment. Father, help us to lay our hearts before you. Help us, Lord, to be authentic and honest and true in everything we are before you, God. And then before others, Lord, we believe that you want to do what you are famous for in our lives and around our lives. Lord, many of us, we stand here, God, asking you for miracles of healing for loved ones, God, miracles, Lord, of provision, miracles, Father, of breakthroughs, miracles of wisdom, miracles of strategy, miracles, Lord, that we know only you can do. And so, Father, we come in agreement this morning to say that as a body, Lord, as the body of Christ, as the body of Discover Life Church, as the families we represent, we come saying, Lord, our eyes are on you. Our eyes are on you, Lord, to do what you are famous for. We thank you of our testimonies of old. We thank you, Lord, of how you have come through in the past in ways we could never have thought, imagined, Lord. You have shown yourself faithful in the past, and, Lord, we are so grateful for that. We ask God, Lord, I ask that you would bring those faithful testimonies up in our remembrance today and this whole week and even beyond. Lord, will you remind us? Will you cause it to come back to our remembrance, that we would remember how you crossed us over, how you made a bridge over the hardest Red Sea moments, Lord, how you, Lord, came through in provision in ways we were struggling to even believe you for in the past. God, will you remind us of how you delivered, how you saved, how you healed? God, will you remind us of what you've done in the past, Lord, that we would stand on that testimony in this present. Lord, we want you to do it. We want you to do what you are famous for. And God, we want our faith to be fully focused forward on you to do that. Lord, we love you so much. We honor you because you are great and mighty, because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So, Father, as we set ourselves to seek your face this morning, I pray, God, that your people would not be distracted by the little foxes that nip at their feet, by the little things, oh, God. Today, may the enemy not distract them, Lord, but will you give us a divine focus on the great divine one? Will you give us a divine focus, Lord? I pray if this is the first fast or the millionth fast, that, Lord, it would be as intimate, as refreshing, as fulfilling as you are. Father, we love you so much.
and we give ourselves to you. We honor you, King Jesus. We honor you, God. Thank you for doing what you are famous for. Thank you for making ways. Thank you for creating paths, for straightening paths. Thank you, Lord, for providing, for healing, for breaking through, for adjusting perspectives, for illuminating your truth. Thank you, God, for doing what you are famous for in our lives and around us, in our nation, in our world. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. We bless you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, I pray that that word spoke to you. Please, when you get a moment, I know I was jumping around the word, but when you get a moment, go read Psalm 77 and Jeremiah 29, 11 specifically, and then Psalm 77, 10 through 13. Go read those passages. Meditate on them today. Meditate on John 14. Meditate on the fact that God wants to do what he is famous for in your life and around your life. And know that you are not in this alone. That's the beautiful thing about corporate consecration. You know that even if only for just this one week, we are all focused in the same direction. Bringing ourselves, the picture I have is as a body, bringing ourselves before the Lord, before the throne of God, saying, hey, Lord, we love you. Do what you're famous for. Put us in a position that you would be able to do so. All right, so that I do not jump back into that again, because clearly I could, I'm going to tell you that I love you and I appreciate you. I appreciate your faith and your heart and your love for God's people and his and this world that he has graced us to be a part of and be in this moment in time. I pray that you are encouraged. I want you to go out and encourage someone else. This week is a big week because we are looking for God to do great things. We are looking for God to show himself strong. So I will see you. Don't forget, this afternoon at 3:20, as Pastor Roy does what he's calling Fast Break. I love the title, Fast Break. We're going to break the fast together at 3:20 on Facebook Live on the Discover Life Church page with Pastor Roy. And then also tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. with another Jumpstart prayer call. Know that you are greatly loved. Go let somebody else know that they are greatly loved. Amen. Amen. I am going to, you do not have to stay on the call. I am going to play this song one more time for just a little bit of it. But have an amazing day and know that to set your eyes to look with expectation for God to do what he is famous for. Amen. Amen. Unleash your power.